This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Top U.S. and Chinese officials met Friday after sparring over sharply different views of each other and the world in their first face-to-face talks since President Joe Biden took office. At the end of the talks, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had had frank discussions with the Chinese, and while there was disagreement over several issues, there were some places the two sides agreed.
We also wanted to lay out very clearly our own policies, priorities, and worldview, and we did that too.
The meetings in Anchorage, Alaska were a new test in increasingly troubled relations between Washington and Beijing, which are at odds over a range of issues, from trade to human rights in Tibet, Hong Kong, and China's western Xinjiang region, as well as Taiwan, China's assertiveness in the South China Sea, and the coronavirus pandemic. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris offered solace to Asian Americans and a reeling nation on Friday as they visited Atlanta just days after a white gunman killed 8 people, most of them Asian American women. In an address at Emory University, President Biden said the nation cannot tolerate hatred against Asian Americans.
Hate can have no safe harbor in America. It must stop. And it's on all of us together, to make it stop.
The visit, during a nationwide spike of anti-Asian violence, has added resonance with the presence of Harris, the first person of South Asian descent to be vice president. And it comes as Biden on Friday expressed support for the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, a bill that would strengthen the government's reporting and response to hate crimes and provide resources to Asian American communities. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control is relaxing its social distancing guidelines for schools, saying students can now sit 3 feet apart, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The CDC is moving away from its earlier 6-foot standard, which sharply limited how many students some schools could accommodate. It's now recommending students can safely sit just 3 feet apart in classrooms, with a caveat.
These recommendations are specific to students in classrooms with universal mask wearing.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says kids should stay 6 feet from each other during lunch and any activities involving a lot of people talking, cheering, or singing, like sporting events. Teachers and other adults should also be 6 feet apart from each other and students. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Security forces in Myanmar fired live rounds and tear gas on coup protesters Friday, reportedly killing at least 9 people in separate incidents. The reported killings and the arrests of several demonstrators in Angban occurred as protesters again took to the streets there and elsewhere. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the continuing brutality of the Myanmar military, with spokesman Stefan Dujarric saying the Secretary General will continue to stand with the people and their aspirations to achieve a peaceful, stable, and prosperous Myanmar. In Washington, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed legislation condemning the coup in Myanmar. The measure condemned the coup and the detention of civilian leaders, called for the release of those detained, and for those serving in parliament to resume their duties. Jury selection is drawing to a close in the trial of a former Minneapolis, Minnesota policeman accused of causing the death of African-American George Floyd. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin proceeded faster than expected, even after 2 jurors were dismissed over concerns they had been tainted by the Minneapolis announcement of a $27 million settlement with George Floyd's family. Defense attorney Eric Nelson expressed concerns about a fair trial.
The governor, the mayor, I'm making incredibly prejudicial statements about my client.
But Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill declined to delay or move the proceedings.
Unfortunately, I think the pretrial publicity in this case will continue.
5 others that had been seated said either they had avoided the settlement news or could set it aside. Many potential jurors expressed difficulty remaining impartial. A black man who said he lives near the site of George Floyd's arrest says he experiences racism on a daily basis.
Black people get killed and no one's held accountable for it.
Opening statements in the trial are scheduled for March 20.